Garcia, last name, middle name, Andrade, like the driver, A-N-D-R-A-D-E, last name, Viviano, B-I-V-I-A-N-O, 925-61, today is 1-3. 1-3 today? Yeah. Chimp complaint, hypertension, evaluation, BPH evaluation. He never went for his sleep apnea. Now it's having prostate symptoms, BPH, sometimes with urinary tract, symptoms of dysuria, sometimes with testicular pain. Patient is a 62-year-old gentleman. He works outside. He's a construction worker. He's been working in Jacksonville, Florida, building a Home Depot. Patient has been very active, comes in today with above-mentioned symptoms. He's alert. He's awake. He's in no distress. Last year, he weighed 181 pounds. Today, he's 186 pounds. He did have. He does need evaluation of his BPH, of his heart, of his fatty liver. He also has a rash on his scalp that once looked at. He is going to come back for fasting blood sugar. His last prostate was 23 gram. He needs to be reevaluated today. He did have what looked like calcification in his carotid and a fatty liver. That needs to be looked at as well. Medical problems, BPH, hypertension, surgery, none. Medication, lisinopril, hydrochlorothiazide, 12.5, and Flomax 0.4. Family history, dad died of a heart attack, stroke. Mom is still alive with history, diabetes, hypertension, and strokes. COVID immunization is up to date. Social, no smoking, no drinking, no drug use. He's married. Allergy, none. Review of system as above, medical problems, hypertension, BPH, no diabetes reported, last set of blood work was done, last year with a normal cholesterol, normal triglycerides, ALT, AST slightly elevated, hemoglobin of 6.1, HNH of 17 and 51. PSA was at 4.99. We'll repeat PSA today. He was referred to a specialist, but he chose not to go. He says he's not having any problems at this time. Review of the chart indicates that patient's PSA was repeated. In November, he went up to 5.9. At that time, he was referred to a urologist, but there's no evidence that he ever followed up. Did he ever go to a urologist, guys, Mr. Garcia, do you know? There's no evidence that he ever followed up with his urologist. When the PSA had gone to 5.95, I actually took the time to send everything to the urologist, and not only did I talk to the patient, I also talked to his wife regarding these findings. Period. Patient's records also indicate that he had a history of chronic prostatitis in the past. 186 pounds, 97%, 97.8, 1848, 140 over 80. Heart positive, lung positive, clear, abdomen soft, TMs are clear, skin shows, the rash, or mucosal contamination, was a non-focal. He does have a fatty liver, gallbladder looks the same, he does have carotid stenosis, he does have a big prostate. His PSA needs to be rechecked. He does have RVH. RVH hasn't changed any. He does have what looks like sleep apnea, but he doesn't want to do anything about it. He's gained 5 more pounds. His testosterone needs to be checked. But he wants to hold off and come back at a later date for his blood work, even though he knows that delaying prostate treatment, if he does have prostate cancer, can be detrimental. His last testosterone was 560. Next one is as far as fatty liver is concerned, lose weight. Next one is diet and exercise, discuss with patient. Next number, LVH mild. Next number is RVH mild. No significant change. Next number, your analysis shows no evidence of infection, but a high pH. We'll treat for prostatitis. As he's had a history of chronic prostatitis in the past with Cipro. He also has what looks like dandruff, which he will be treated with. Will be treated with T-gel. Finally discussed with patient at length before leaving the office. Thank you.